Hi everyone, and welcome to Let Spirit Lead. I'm Cece Williams, and I would like to share with you for the next few episodes some guided meditations. Now, when we have so much time at home, this could be the perfect time to set up a daily structure where we connect more deeply with our heart, with our soul, and with spirit, so we can tune into our inner wisdom. And to help you with this, I feel that one of the best ways for doing this is guided meditations. The meditation I'll soon be taking you on, I recorded a few weeks ago for my students who are doing the online training Say Yes to Miracles with me. So the meditation is based on some of the lessons from the mystical teachings from A Course in Miracles, and I could not believe the synchronicity of it all, because this meditation is perfect, and I mean perfect, for leaving the old world behind and instead find a new path that leads into a new world. I mean, how amazing is that? That this was the topic I was going to cover for my students anyway, at the exact time that our world went into crisis, where we are witnessing the old world falling apart. And as we're now staying at home, we have time to tune into our hearts so we can let its loving presence guide us in a new direction. A direction where we let love and compassion and cooperation be our compass instead of fear and judgment and competition. I hope you like this meditation as much as I do. And if you'd like to have more healing inspiration, then visit cecewilliams.com/healing. So let us begin our meditation now. So close your eyes and sink into your inner stillness. Just let yourself relax, sinking deeper and deeper into the stillness. Feel how you, for every breath, open your mind and imagine now how the light from spirit, from the divine, is flowing into your consciousness. Filling you with light. With love, with peace. Breathe in this light. And then breathe out anything you feel ready to let go and see it leave you as gray smoke. Breathe in light and feel how this light strengthens your connection with spirit. And breathe out gray smoke. Breathe in light, filling you with peace and love and joy. And breathe out gray smoke, so you release all that which you no longer need. Breathe in light and feel how this light opens your mind so you can start to receive guidance from Source, from Spirit, from God and the Goddess, And as you breathe out, release any resistance to this guidance. Just breathe in this light. And breathe out any resistance. Keep on breathing in light and feel how you open your mind more and more, so you can hear the voice of Spirit, so you can receive guidance and support from the Divine. And as you breathe out, release anything that could block you from hearing and receiving this guidance. Keep on breathing in this light and feel how your spiritual eyes are opening, how your inner vision is restored, so you can see what Spirit would have you see, so you can see the path you're meant to take, where you are following Spirit's guidance. Imagine now how you start to walk on this sacred path Spirit would have you take. Perhaps you see this sacred path as a path that is leading through a beautiful meadow. Perhaps it's leading through an ancient forest, or maybe it's a path leading up to a mountain, or even in the desert. Just notice where your path is. And feel how, as you walk on this path, you are surrounded by powerful beings from the world of Spirit. They're all here guiding you. Angels, spirit guides, ascended masters, and perhaps also some of your ancestors, and maybe even some power animals. They are your spirit team, and they are always here supporting and helping you. As you keep walking on this path, it is as if you're leaving the old world behind. A world filled with turmoil and suffering, a world held in darkness. You keep on walking, and as you follow this sacred path, the old world fades away in silence. And instead, you are being filled with a deep inner peace. And in this peace, you can hear the birds singing their sacred song, welcoming you back home. You now reach the sacred place you know you're meant to go to today. Perhaps it's a cave, or a temple, or a meadow, or a lake, or a mountain cliff. Just notice where your sacred place is in this holy landscape in the world of Spirit. As you reach this sacred place, look around you. And notice how there is a sacred divine fire burning here. A fire of God, of the goddess, a fire of transformation and healing. You sit down by this fire, surrounded by your spirit team. And declare to yourself now that you are willing to look within today. You are willing to release that which is not in alignment with love. So search your mind and heart now for any judgments you have made in the last few weeks. Judgments are weapons used against love, as it separates us from that which we judge. So notice the thoughts of judgment that you have had these past few weeks, and then hand these thoughts over to the fire, so you let the fire burn this negative energy away, transforming these thoughts into light. Keep placing them all on the fire, and if you want to, you can imagine you breathe the thought out into the fire. So just release the hold this thought has had on your mind and body, and just breathe it out. Releasing it all into the fire. I will be quiet for a little while so you can do this. Now release anything else you want to release to the fire. So any outdated thought patterns, any negative beliefs, any fears that are holding you back, any old structures in your life that you know deep in your heart you are meant to let go. Just hand them all over to the fire, breathe them out from your body and mind, and release them into the fire. You can also imagine how you place all of this in the fire Like an old skin you now have outgrown, an old confinement. Just release it into the fire so you free yourself from the hold the past has had on you, creating room for something new to enter. Something that is from spirit, from the light, from the divine source. As you release all of this into the fire, feel how your spirit team helps you to remove these old energies from you as well, as if they're peeling it off from your energy body, freeing you from old shackles and chains that have trapped you. And feel, see and notice how they place all of this into the fire, so the fire can transform it all into light. I will be quiet for a little while so you can do this. One from your spirit team now pours liquidized healing light all over you, cleansing you. Freeing you. And filling you with light. And grace. And well-being. And love. Your spirit team now takes you to a mountaintop. So feel how you float up, 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 up to a beautiful mountaintop. And as you sit up here, let yourself now look through your spiritual eyes. And look through the eyes of love down on the world down there. See the light, see the love, see the blessings, see the beauty in the world down there. Now switch your inner vision, so now look through the eyes of fear down on the wall down there and notice what you then see. This is your choice point. As you look through the eyes of fear, you give energy to the fear down there in the world, and this feeds the darkness. But as you choose to see through your spiritual eyes, so you see through the eyes of love, then you bring more love into the world down there, which helps to transform the darkness into light. The more you can witness the light in others, the more you can witness the blessings and the beauty, the more you help to heal the human consciousness. And it is this that frees the collective mind from the past. So we instead can choose to create a new way of being, a new world for us to live in, where we live in harmony with each other and with Mother Earth and all her living beings. So feel how you release that old vision of fear, how you just let it fall away, and instead switch on your inner vision, your inner light. Feel how you ignite the light in your heart and in your third eye, your spiritual eye, and choose now to see through the eyes of love. Choose to see through the eye of the heart. Choose to witness the light so you are part of the solution that helps to create a future that is different from the past. And let us now do a prayer. Dear Spirit, I see now how mistaken we've been in the past, and I'm willing to heal. I'm willing to let this go. I'm willing to choose to use this present moment to help free all of us. So I now leave the future in your hands, leaving behind our past mistakes. I'm willing to let you lead the way and guide me to a future that is filled with your sacred light, a future where we witness the light in all living beings. I recognize I have a special place to fill, a role for me alone, and until I step into this place, I'm trapped in time. So I now choose to free myself from the bondages of the past, and instead walk the path that you, Spirit, has set out for me, a path that is in accordance to the divine plan. I trust that your power will flow through me, helping to guide me on where to go, what to do, what to say, and to whom. There are no limits to what your higher power can do. So I will step aside and let it flow through me, because it is no longer about me. It is about all of us, and I'm meant to be part in the healing of the world. I will merely follow your guidance, never try to lead, as I trust that you know the way. My role is to just stay awake and be open to receive your guidance. Take some time now to communicate with your spirit team. Ask them questions and wait for the answers. Or just stay open to receive their guidance. It may come as an inner knowing, as images, as new visions and ideas, or as advice. Use this time to strengthen your connection with them. They are here to support and guide you. I will be quiet for 2 minutes so you can do this now. and thank your spirit team. And now feel how you start to journey back from this mountain, bringing with you all your insights, learning, and the wisdom you have just received, a wisdom that will help you to be part of the solution the world needs right now, so we can create a better world for all living beings. So bring all these insights and learnings and wisdom back to the here and now. Take a deep breath in. And as you breathe out, feel how you integrate deep in your heart all the wisdom and learnings and insights you have just received from the world of spirit. Take another breath in. And as you breathe out, gently start to come back to normal waking consciousness. Take another breath in. And as you breathe out, open your eyes. And feel how you're ready to continue your day, letting spirit lead the way. And so it is. Amen.